Well, coming home from work late one night along the back road from St Meadows to Errol, I saw what looked to be like a pair of legs standing at the side of the road.
Bodiless?
Like bodiless, yeah.
Right.
I could make the legs out, but nothing else. And they were like in an old suit. So they were like black, but like kind of crinkled.
And they weren't moving?
No, they were standing like somebody would in the olden days, waiting for a cab or for something to come past.
I like the detail. Right, yeah. We've got a picture now. Yeah, he's got a stance like he's waiting for a taxi.
Did you go and investigate?
No, I just drove past very slowly.
When you drove past, did it kind of like, did you drive past it or did it move with you, the legs, I mean?
No, but I could feel like something was watching me.
And then
as I got past and went on my way, I felt like somebody pushed their legs into the back of my chair.
Oh, I got goosebumps.
Tangle. Wow.
Like when you have a little one in the back of the car and they stretch their legs out.
Yeah, and you're constantly telling them off, stop doing that, I'm trying to drive.
Yeah.
You felt that?
I'm trying to drive, yeah. It was like that. Just a big like leg extension, so it was a real push.
It's so weird that it's like legs, and then do you think that they were waiting on like a bus or a cab or something, and
taxi.
Then they've just jumped into your car?
I don't know. Or they may have been attached to me. It may have been somebody that, like a relative, family relationship.
Yeah. Wow, we're getting deep now, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, spooky goings on the back road between Errol and St Meadows.
Between Errol and St Meadows,
Watch out for bodiless legs.